looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Welcome, everybody. Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. We're back. Looking at the big sky. That was a great tune. Barbie, you're so cute. My music maestro. I'm looking at the big sky and it's blue. Yeehaw. So we got a good show today, as usual. First and foremost, the phone number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. We will be going to the phone lines actually after the first break. We have somebody on hold already. How fun is that? Little shout out to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Hi, everybody. Listening live, probably in your car. So just, you know, keep 10 and 2, people. 10 and 2. Go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. On the right side, you can click on iTunes to subscribe to this show. And that lets us know who's listening. You can rate the show. You can write a review. That lets other people know what we're up to here. And it's just a great way to get things out there. I really appreciate everybody that's been doing that. If you want to listen to the archives of this show, the past shows, go to the media page at michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Click on the archives button. It'll take you straight into Feedburner, which is another site. I'm so cyber not savvy. Anyway, it'll take you to the archives. You can pick and choose and listen to shows and check out the past ones. In fact, we'll be talking a little bit later today about some of the past shows, because those past shows have helped set the foundation for what we're going to talk about today. Today's a listener-inspired show. Krista actually sent me some questions back in July. God bless her, and I'm finally getting to them. Krista, you darling. The show's going to be about how do you express the opposite energies, meaning the opposite of your core energies. How do they get expressed in a healthy way in right polarity? Amazing topic, so we're going to be diving into that in a little bit. So if there's a topic you want me to cover on the show, send me an email, or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. I actually just got an email last night from a listener who's got a question. So it's pretty fun. I got some great topics coming up that are listener inspired, and I'm just having a blast with that. Really appreciate the input. And speaking of Facebook, to find me on Facebook, go to michellemorgan.org. Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Oh man, Barbie, this is gonna be a long hour, isn't it? Yeah, we're wired for something here. Anyway, on my face or on my website, you can click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and that'll take you straight in to Facebook, and you can do all that cool stuff to get on the fan page. It's been a little quiet on the fan page lately. I'm looking for some new discussions to get posted. Of course, I need to do that, and I haven't, so, oh well. I'm relying on my fabulous fans to take care of that for me. I'm just going to be totally in my feminine and receive on that one. So, I think we need to probably go to the Cosmic Critter here in a minute, so don't hit that button yet, Barb. I'm not ready for Dr. Doolittle quite yet. So, Oh, kids, she's just a riot this morning. What a cutie bug. So today's show is probably going to inspire a lot of questions, actually. In fact, I'm actually anticipating that today's show may stretch into two shows, as typically happens around here. I hope this inspires a lot of questions, and I want the questions, because I am working on the book proposal for the Polarity book. So if there's something that you would love to know about polarity, I would love to hear from you, because I want to make sure that this book covers all the questions, basically. So email me, michellemorgan.org. Click on there and you can shoot me an email and ask me your questions, because that's going to be really cool for me to have your questions so that I know that I am answering what the people out there want to know about the subject. So that being said, now it's time for the Cosmic Critter of the Week.
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Yay. So I always, you know, use the book by Dr. Stephen Farmer, Animal Spirit Guides. He has a show on this very station, Earth Magic Radio, 4 p.m. Thursdays. And the way I use the book is what's commonly referred to as book scrying, where you just, you know, hold the book, open it to a random page, and there's your very cool serendipitous answer. Now, I do that literally 5 minutes before the show starts. I probably today should have done that earlier, because then I could have had Barbie grab the sound bite from one of my favorite movies, Star Trek IV, where they went back to San Francisco to rescue the whales. Do you remember that? And Scotty says, when the whales materialize in the bow of the ship, he says, "There be whales here." It's a great line. I would have loved to have had that soundbite, because guess who floated into the studio this morning? Whale. And here's what whale means. Express yourself through your voice by singing, humming, or chanting simply for the pure joy of doing so. It's an especially creative time for you, so immerse yourself in the process and enjoy the artistic expression of whatever emerges from the depths of your imagination. This is a time of great spiritual expansion for you, so the more you can clear your mind, such as through regular meditation, the better. You'll soon discover an increasing interest in esoteric information about the origins of life here on Earth. You've been so occupied with creative and artistic projects that you're out of balance and need to step away by playing, socializing, or otherwise distracting yourself for a while. And finally, conserve your energy and psychically insulate yourself by surrounding yourself with a curtain of blue or white light. So I find that absolutely fascinating. In my personal ocean, because I was literally wrapped around the axle this morning, big time, about the fact that I have a lot of things that I'm working on right now, a lot of things that I need to get done that are definitely creative and artistic in nature and demand a lot of my attention. And I flat out don't want to do any of them. Because I'm just having way too much fun playing, socializing, and being otherwise distracted. So it's kind of fun and a little scary that I just got permission from the Cosmic Critter of the Week to keep doing what I'm doing, even though somebody in me is saying, knock it off, get busy, focus, yeah, whatever. Okay, so I'm going to give myself one more week to socialize, play, and be distracted. How's that sound? We'll see what happens, everybody. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we have a caller on the line, and then we'll dive into our subject of the week. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Do not go away.
Thank you. satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Though life looks to go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would only knows what I'd be without you.
And we're back. God only knows where I'd be without you, Barb, on this show, baby girl. All right, Michelle Morgan, living on a prayer. We're going to the phone lines. Christina is on the line.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So what's going on?
I was, I have a topic for you maybe to write about.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Just a few minutes ago, someone told me I'm awake, and I don't know what that means exactly compared to enlightenment. And I feel like I'm wandering. So okay. The phrase came to me, an awakened wanderer.
Nice.
It just, you know, that stuff comes to me. But and that would be just a great topic to explore, I think, because so many people are waking up, and it's like I'm just living a regular life,
right?
And I have, anyway. And the other thing is I heard your last show, I guess, on repeat this morning. And I really, really, really like the way that you said God. And if you don't say God, then you don't have that personal identification.
Right.
That struck a chord with me because people had told me not to do that before.
Right.
And then I started doing it and stuff started manifesting.
Amen, sister girl. So so it's interesting because that actually those two things are very, very connected. You know, being an awakened wanderer, I love that very much, by the way. That needs to be a t-shirt at least. The whole point of, you know, what we're coming to on this planet is the end of the false ideas and the end of the structures that don't serve us anymore, because they're based on dishonesty, basically. I mean, that's a harsh judgment, but it's true. I mean, all the structures that are crumbling right now don't have that true base to them, and they don't have a balance of right polarity, and they don't have an intimate connection with God. I mean, even religions are falling apart in certain ways because, as we've talked about in previous shows, there's a separation in both religion and the New Age from God. And so the idea that that whole homogenized sense of, you know, not using the word God because you don't want to offend someone or you don't want to be identified with the patriarchy or what have you, you know, at the end of the day, that's just fear talking. That's just a, that's just an excuse to say that you're afraid of connecting to the power. And as I've said a bunch of times, and I'll say it again, God is called God for a reason. You know, that's not an arbitrary word. That's a specific tonality. It has a specific structure from literally a linguistic standpoint and a vibrational standpoint. There's a reason that that word is so powerful, and there's a reason that that is the oldest single word for deity in every culture. So, you know, there's something to be said about that. So, no, good for you, sister. And I'm telling you, I see it without exception, literally without exception. When somebody comes to me and says that they don't use the word God because of, you know, the aforementioned fears or what have you, and they start just even experimenting with it, it's pretty amazing what starts to open up. And intimacy and that intimate connection with God is the absolute key, I believe, to writing the ills of our species. And that's a grand statement, but I believe it to my heart and soul. And that's actually, interestingly enough, a great segue into what we're going to talk about today. So thank you so much for calling, sweetheart. And quickly, I would also tell you, embrace being an awakened person as opposed to an enlightened person, because the actual definition of enlightenment means you've transcended the human experience. And you know what? Bottom line, kiddo, you're in the human body. So let's make that count for something. And being awakened is about walking hand in hand with God. That's an awesome thing. So you keep wandering, sweetheart. And thank you for calling me, huh?
I did have a little question.
Oh, well, you know what? Can you hang on? Can you hang on to that question for another show? Because we got to dive into this subject. This is a big one today. So you call me back with your question, okay?
You answered the enlightenment part, so thank you.
You bet, honey. You betcha. And keep on wandering. Stay awake, huh? Thanks for calling. All righty. We have got so much to talk about here today, children. I'm telling you. So we talked a little bit last week about ease. I did a reading for the planetary energies coming up through the end of this calendar year and then on into 2011. And I was actually surprised, I have to say. I was surprised by what I saw psychically coming up, that sense of ease, because it's been a rough number of years. A lot of challenge, a lot of change, a lot of things exploding. But what's coming is an energy that's a bit softer, a bit, and it's about being receptive. And so what occurred to me, after, of course, the show ended and I'm driving home and I think of all these things that I want to say that I didn't get a chance to say, that really addresses what I think is one of the biggest challenges right now for everybody. And it's the fight, meaning we're all fighting. All of us, to a certain extent, I go to my little mini temper tantrum I threw this morning with God about, you know, fighting what I'm being drawn to do versus what I think I should do. And boy, do I get caught in that so easily. It's astonishing and, you know, pretty humbling to realize that I have to practice very hard what I preach because I'm not very good at it sometimes. The fight is so intrinsic in our nature from a survival standpoint. First of all, the human psyche, fight or flight, we're hardwired for that. But more importantly, from a polarity standpoint and culturally and just evolutionarily speaking, it's really time for the masculine hero to step up and for the feminine to be willing to stop fighting and be receptive. And the fight also comes in the form of resistance. It comes in the form of hanging on with our fingernails to these structures that don't serve us any longer and are obviously not serving us. But people are still hanging on to them. And we're hanging on to the fear. And fear is the fight or flight syndrome. So I think that's something to really bear in mind as we finish out this calendar year and head into 2011. Bottom line, the planets are going to change. We have to choose at the end of the day how we're going to show up in the world. We have to make a choice. And we're always going to have to make a choice no matter how awakened we are. And I am really praying that we're all going to choose something better. And that's what I want to talk about today. So, little quick review. Polarity. We've done a bunch of shows on polarity. In fact, I'm going to give you the specific dates, the specific shows. You can go back to the archive and you can re-listen to these if you need a little refresher course. January 25th through the February 15th, we covered polarity in general. We also covered working with God from a polarity standpoint, which is really powerful. The show on March 1st addressed reversed polarity. The shows on April 26th and May 3rd were about raising kids with right polarity. Those were really great shows. I had some moms in the studio with me. Great, great subject. Lots to talk about there. The shows on June 7th and 14th were about polarity in the workplace. So we've talked a lot about polarity. Here's a quick review. Polarity is the natural spark of energy that occurs between two opposites, masculine and feminine, yin-yang, etc. It's elemental in all of the natural world, and it is instinctual, automatic, and hardwired in the human psyche as well as the human body. Now, the cultural codes of our modern society call for equality. And unfortunately, that has translated over the years to energetic sameness, which is where we get into all sorts of hot water, both as a species and as individuals. True balance lies in the dynamic alliance of opposites, and we have gotten really far away from that truth. Now, everybody's got masculine and feminine energy within them. You know that. But at your core, you're either one or the other. Your core is your essential nature. It's your authentic self. And as I like to say, core is not an option. It's what you are. So the natural spark of energy that occurs between two opposites, that's polarity, that's the key ingredient to passion in intimate relationships. Polarity is not gender specific, kids. It's energetic in nature, occurs naturally in all relationships. But I do, for the sake of simplicity, speak to the cultural majority. I do not want to leave anybody out. It just makes it simpler to explain. So when I'm talking polarity, 99.9% of the time, I am using the terms men as masculine, women as feminine. Okay? Masculine core beings, feminine core beings. The masculine qualities, and this is the yin-yang thing, presence, purpose, strength, direction. Masculine is the rock. He's the hero. Feminine qualities are light, love, support, emotion. She's the weather. She's the muse. The two complement each other. They inspire each other, energize, empower each other in intimate relationships just as they do in nature. So again, Krista emailed me back in July with some questions on polarity, and they're awesome because of the basics of polarity. If you're not in your core, you're in your shadow. All right. So her question was, so how do the opposite energies get expressed in a healthy way in right polarity? How does the masculine express the feminine qualities, and how does the feminine express her masculine qualities in a healthy way? This is really complicated stuff, which is why we're probably only going to get to one half of this equation in the show today. I'm going to try and explain it as clearly as I possibly can. I absolutely anticipate questions arising in you listeners. Good. I hope so. My job with some of this stuff is to ruffle some feathers because I think that's really crucial. I think we have to be able to see things from a different perspective. And the bottom line is, again, it's choice. You get to decide, do you want to do things differently? Personally, when I look around at all the people that I've counseled over the years of my career, and when I look at the cultural setup and all the things that are going on right now, I can tell you flat out we need to do something different. But you get to choose. The most important thing I can tell you about this is the difference between a shadow expression and a core expression is fear. It's energetic, and it's all in the delivery. All right? Remember, there's only two energies, love or fear. Can't exist simultaneously. If you're in fear, you are in your shadow. Doesn't matter. That's always the truth. So let's talk. We're going to start with the feminine. But I want to just say sort of as an overview that for the feminine, if she's expressing masculine qualities out of a need to prove something, a need to prove who she is, to prove that she's strong and independent, etc., then that's a shadow expression. For the masculine, if he's expressing feminine qualities out of the fear of owning his masculine nature, a lot of men struggle because the only frame of reference they've got for what they believe is masculine is macho, you know, macho and controlling. So if a man is expressing his feminine qualities out of fear of owning his masculine nature, that's a shadow expression. And I'm going to take a risk here and hopefully really ruffle some feathers, because at times it's appropriate in our modern world for women to express masculine qualities, that purpose, presence, focus, direction thing. But there's really not a place for men to express feminine qualities. Yikes! Hang in there with me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm going to explain what I mean with more detail, and hopefully it will be clear. First, from the most basic yin-yang standpoint, the feminine is multifaceted. All right, that's one of the gifts of the feminine. We're multifaceted. We are hardwired to multitask. While the masculine is singular in focus. And that, again, we're talking yin-yang stuff here, kids. We're talking really, really basic, intrinsic, instinctual energies. So it's appropriate that women can actually utilize the energies other than those of their core. But men are actually better served staying true to their core nature. If we lived in a different time, a different model of society, these questions wouldn't even arise, I guarantee you. And the blessing and the curse of our modern world is that things are so much more complex. There's so many more choices and options, so many more ways of walking in the world than there have ever been before in history. Along with those opportunities, a whole lot more things are now out of whack. And that makes it harder and harder to find that true instinctual core balance. And we've talked in the past shows about how we got here. How did we get to this weird place of reverse polarity? How did we get to this wacky place of equality, meaning sameness? Well, it's taken a number of years to get there, but it has to do, again, with delivery, intention, and expression. So I'm going to give the ladies first shot here. We're going to talk about women, the feminine core beings, expressing their opposite energies. Feminine processes emotionally and spiritually first. That is what the feminine is hardwired to do. Meaning, women feel and intuit situations and seek to harmonize or understand the circumstances and the people involved. Now, this is a gift, big time gift, and it has actually been turned into a cultural negative. It's primarily seen in our modern world as a weakness. The stereotype of the unbalanced, oversensitive woman, you know, who's crying all the time and, you know, PMSing and all that other great stuff. I mean, it really has. It's become this horrific cultural joke when, in fact, it's a literal divine gift. And the majority of modern women are in many ways forced to utilize the masculine qualities in their everyday life because so many women are leaders in a culture run primarily in a masculine framework. Yes, that has to do with the patriarchy, absolutely. And that's been, you know, centuries in the making. Women are business owners, they're managers, they're CEOs, they're leaders in politics, in the military. And these authoritarian roles do call for purpose, focus, direction, and strength. No question about it. But women who've been taught to process intellectually and physically first, in other words, to shut down or disregard their emotions, will be coming from a shadow place. And that can appear from actually two very different sides of the same spectrum. The victim, and that's the woman who lives with just tons of drama and is constantly got, you know, stuff to complain about or freak out about, and she feels really, really helpless and lets others take advantage of or even abuse her. That's one end of the spectrum. Or you have what I call the shadow warrior. It's the feminine equivalent of Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator. Okay. A woman who's super harsh, controlling, selfish, herself even abusive, and definitely manipulative. Those are fear-based expressions of masculine energy, which come from ignoring or subjugating the true feminine nature. Again, the feminine, first and foremost, has the gift of process through the emotional and spiritual realms. That is so incredibly powerful. So if a woman is taught or allowed, and allows herself, in fact, to express masculine qualities through her true feminine core, then she becomes the kind of leader who inspires rather than controls. A leader who invites rather than demands. Here's the... A true feminine muse seeks to guide people around her to find the best in themselves, to reach for their greatest potential, to live their highest truth. That's not easy to see in this world right now. It just isn't. And again, a huge reason for that is cultural programming. In fact, that's the whole reason for it. Cultural programming and the setup of our world right now is predominantly masculine. That in of itself is not a bad thing. The masculine is not a bad thing. It's only troublesome and problematic when the masculine is expressed or utilized in a shadow way. This is so crucial that we're specific about this, because this is the hardest stuff that I teach. Hands down, it's the hardest stuff I teach. I definitely ruffle a lot of feathers and make people uncomfortable when I start talking about the whole God thing. There's no question that people, you know, are at odds with that in a lot of ways. But nothing compared to how this particular topic, polarity, and in particular what I'm talking about today, usually really sparks some resistance in people. And what I just want to make sure that I'm clearly saying, I am not suggesting that women have no place at all in leadership. Not saying that remotely. We don't have a choice in this culture, but we're also good in a lot of ways at leadership. The biggest problem that we've got right now for women who are in authoritarian positions in their lives is that it's coming from a fear place. They're jockeying for position. They're feeling threatened all the time. They're trying to make sure that no man is better than they are. And right there, you're in a fear camp. Nothing's going to come out of you from a divine place. It's only going to come from a shadow place. So it's really essential that women find ways to nurture and balance their true feminine natures. And that's a tricky thing, you know. That has to do with self-care. It has to do with surrounding yourself with other feminine beings, not other shadow warriors, but other feminine beings that you can hang out with, you can relax with. That's a really good little key to pay attention to if you're a woman listening to this. What's your stress level? You know, what's your level of fear in your life? That's going to give you a great indication of where you're coming out from a shadow perspective. And God is absolutely essential, especially if you don't have true masculine around you. And I'll tell you what, there's not a lot of true masculine in the world right now, unfortunately. Not at least from a collective perspective. That's a great little rhyme. Collective perspective. Because of the way our systems are set up, because of the way commerce and corporations and business world, et cetera, the way that this is mainly structured in our world, the masculine is not heroic, okay? It's cutthroat, it's dishonest, it's everybody fights for position kind of energy. And so in order to feel safe enough, because that's the key component, remember that for the feminine to feel like she can truly be in her feminine and express her true feminine nature, even in a leadership position, she has to feel safe. She has to feel safe enough to relax into that. And we've been culturally programmed to believe that the feminine is weak. And that is absolutely wrong. In order to have right polarity in your intimate relationships, a woman has to be willing to stop leading. Now, this doesn't mean that she sits around passively while her partner controls her and bosses her around and blah, blah, blah. If the polarity is truly right in your intimate relationship, your masculine partner is going to be in his core as well. That's just flat out. It takes two to tango. I cannot emphasize this more. This is an issue of motive and energy. If you're doing anything out of fear, need to control, or as a way of proving to others who you are, then that's a shadow expression. In right polarity, a woman knows she's strong and capable and can do absolutely everything totally by herself, and she doesn't have to. She's allowing other people to help her. And this requires healing every single issue you've got that prevents you from trusting, from being open and receptive, from listening to and trusting your intuition. It's essential that you come from a place of self-worth. And that's pretty much the bottom line. You can employ your masculine, but you have to stay in your feminine to do so. And that's how the opposite energy gets expressed in a healthy way for a woman. And that is not an easy thing to do. But it is so worth it. So we're going to go take a short break. When we come back, I believe we have Amla on the phone lines. Love to talk to her. If you've got a question about what we're talking about, give me a call. 877-230-3062, including you listeners at 106.9 HD3. Unless, of course, you're in your car, then pull over for crying out loud, but call me. Again, the number 877-230-3062. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Come on back. We got the break just to make it today. Now I just think that you can do whatever you want. I'm busting rhymes, making this money that I want. Forget my people, all my town, all my way. And on my knees, every night I'm still gonna pray. Oh yeah, we pray. We got the break just to make it today. I said we pray.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true, you can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest, you can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show, for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Back, Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Great tunage, Barb. I got a brand new iPod over the weekend for a very early birthday present from Mark, and oh my gosh, did I have some fun downloading this weekend. I've already practically half filled that thing up. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun-o. I'm gonna have to get that last one, that Joan Armour trading song. Great tune, good job. So we're gonna go to the phone line here in a moment. So Amla, hang in there, Sugar Bear. Can't wait to talk to you. One of the things that I wanted to say is part of the question that Krista had back in July was, you know, how do you maybe teach, you know, children in some ways how to express their opposite energies in a healthy way? And the best way with girls And we're saving the guys for next week. We just are. Dudes, we got to have a whole hour for you. You know, what can I say? Love the masculine. Got to give them their due. One of the best things to teach your daughters, your young women, and to model in the world for other women is to own that emotional, spiritual realm through relationship with God, through learning to trust yourself. And again, that goes back to having to heal issues, because we've all got them that get in the way. And by owning that emotional, spiritual self as the power that it is, like serious power that it is, you are going to be able then to employ those masculine energies of direction, purpose, strength, focus through your intuition. You're going to be listening to your intuition first and applying those qualities to then take right action, to then explore more information, whatever you're led to do instinctively. But it has to come through that place first. You have to be in that place of being very connected to the world from that intuitive emotional place. True feminine strength is legendary. Literally, it's legendary. And it comes from a place of love, openness, intuition, and spiritual connection. That's true feminine strength, not this false ideal that we have in this culture of women who can, you know, lead better than a man because they act like a man. And I don't know how else to put it any simpler than that. And I'm trusting that those of you who are listening are understanding exactly what I'm saying. In fact, I know that there's some people out there nodding their heads right now going, wow, yes, I'm surrounded by that. Or, wow, yes, I have experienced that myself. So I'm inviting all of you to give it a try, to at least start to entertain the idea that your true gifts, your true strength, your true power as a woman lies in your emotional and spiritual natures. And you can employ those other qualities, and then you are absolutely unstoppable. Pretty amazing stuff. Amla is on the line.
Amla. Hello, how are you?
Hi, sweetheart. I'm good. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, everything you're describing is what I'm feeling.
do tell.
It's crazy stuff, but here's what's coming up with me completely shining my feminine qualities and my feminine power. Mm-hmm. I feel other people's shadows and their fear. And so part of me wants to divert back to the old me.
You bet.
And worry and empathize with what they're going through. But on my end, I'm shining.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
That's a sweetheart. Literally, I'm hugging you long distance here. Thank you for calling, because this is a great side of this issue that needs to be talked about, because that's absolutely one of the things that's the hardest right now because of the way the culture's set up, because the majority is the shadow. When we start to come into our truth, that doesn't have a small effect. People are going to respond. Now, there's two things that I want to say about it. First of all, at the bottom line, true core inspires true core. It just does. And you have to trust that. You have to trust that, because I guarantee you at first, you're not going to necessarily see that. And here's why.
Right.
Because if you have not been operating from your true core in your life, you will have manifested a reality that supports you being in your shadow. Shadow begets shadow. Core begets core. So you will be in a situation where you're surrounded by the shadow. When you start to come into your truth, you're going to trigger the core in everyone around you, and they are going to have one of two reactions to you in varying degrees.
Okay.
They're either going to freak out and go, oh my God, I can't handle it. I must attack. I must
exactly.
maim.
That's happening.
I must obliterate. Yeah. I must whatever. Yeah. I must destroy. I must destroy. Right?
Yes. But
yeah. The shadow warrior must destroy. So they're going to have that kind of a fear-based reaction, or it's going to trigger them to recognize they're not in their core, and that can make them want to be in their core. So they might actually start to respond in a positive way. But I guarantee you, even the ones that respond in a positive way at the beginning, they're going to get triggered with guilt. They're going to get triggered feeling like, oh my gosh, how come I'm not like that? You know what I'm saying? All of their issues that prevent them from being in their core in the first place are going to get triggered. So it's a little bit of a messy business. But here's the truth, kiddo. You know, take a look at the pioneers, right? I mean, it wasn't exactly easy, right?
No. You know,
pioneering the path is not easy. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing because it fleshes out who your real support systems are.
Yeah.
And that's why I absolutely cannot overemphasize the importance for the feminine in particular to have that very intimate connection with God that she's working on a minute by minute basis, because that's where you're going to get the truest masculine energy to surround you so that you can feel safe, so that you can continue to shine even when all of the shadow warriors around you are trying to take your head off.
Right, right.
Now, the other benefit, which, you know, at first can look like a curse, of shining in a shadow area, is that it's going to help you get clearer and clearer and clearer about the truth of your environment. And if by shining you don't see a substantial shift in the energy of the people around you, then bless and release them and start to open up to the possibilities of being guided to be placed in a better core environment.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of really close people in my life who've gone through the CSI program, have healed a bunch of their belief systems and really have been working this polarity stuff. And they have experienced that very thing where they ended up, you know, it blew up in their face, particularly in their job. But one of them had some relationship stuff blow up. And then over the course of not that long, I mean, it's been within the last year or so, they've then been guided into these extraordinary experiences they never would have been open to if they'd have stayed in that shadow place. And that's, you know, that's the biggest, that is definitely the biggest challenge, honey. And I applaud your willingness to, you know, stand true in your core energy.
Yeah. And definitely like the, you know, and I think that's when an added comment to all of this, people out there in internet land, is, you know, that it isn't easy and to keep on sticking with it, which is what you keep on saying. Yeah. And people, you know, we all go through our ups and downs, the peaks and valleys of life.
Absolutely.
And it's just a matter of just sticking with it.
Yeah.
And like you say, you know, the prize, so to speak, is worth every moment of agony or grief.
It really is. It really is. And that's not, you know, when we talk about that, Amla, it's so true. It's 100% true. And at the same time, when you're up to your eyeballs in the darkness and in the fear stuff and in the discomfort and the misery of your situation, it can be really, really hard to look at it like, yeah, there is a piece of cheese at the end of this particular maze, you know.
Oh, totally.
It can be super hard. And that's where I take tremendous comfort in, you know, knowing that even Christ himself, you know, even the masters had their moments when they just said flat out, I quit.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore, you know? And
and
so you're going to have those moments. And it's interesting because as we're talking, of course, I'm tossing some cards for you because I love you.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The High Priestess, first card up. I mean, that's the epitome of what we're talking about. That's the woman who owns her feminine nature in such a clear way. And it's interesting that you're surrounded in this little four card spread with a lot of shadow masculine, you know? And I'm only laughing because that's just what happens. And
is that what you're talking about when you talk about the decoy?
Yes.
Like when justice shift and good stuff is about to emerge.
Yep.
You get decoys.
You get decoys. Yeah, you do. You get, you get decoys and you get that darkness before the dawn. That's that dark night of the soul where you're doing the work to be true to yourself, to be connected to God, et cetera, the manifestation process. And then you hit that wall where everything gets worse. And the reason it gets worse, and I've said this so many times, but it really does bear repeating. I know for a fact I need to hear this on a fairly regular basis so I can keep remembering how this stuff works. You hit that place where everything starts to fall apart. And the reason that it falls apart is so that we can be open to something truer.
Yeah.
If things, I mean, it's just human nature. If it ain't broke, you're not going to fix it.
Right.
You know, and in fact, it's pretty amazing how as human beings, we can be limping along in life with bones sticking out of our skin, so to speak, and still put up with things and think it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing the level of pain that we will take on and numb ourselves to and believe that that's the truth.
Yeah.
Or that's the best it's ever going to get, or, you know, whatever, or that's God's will for us. That's another one that I just love when people say that. So, you know, you are a phenomenal example, kiddo, just phenomenal of, you know, you're in it, you're still shining, you're seeing the challenges of that. But the other thing that I really want you to grab onto here is that our core nature is God asking to be expressed onto this planet, right? God shines through the feminine. And his will is seen through action of the masculine. Without us, God is powerless. Isn't that the most amazing thing to wrap your brain around?
Okay.
God can't do anything unless he can do it through a human being. That's how it works.
Right.
So we have to be willing to own that core nature in order for God to be expressed. And so there's that bigger kind of, I want to call it a spiritual responsibility, which that word alone can make some people go, oh my gosh, I have enough responsibilities. I don't want to take that on too. But the cool thing about a spiritual responsibility is that you are armed to the teeth and have been from the dawn of time to not just handle that responsibility, but to be exactly what God intended you to be. And then some, because you get to put your own little human spin on it.
Right.
Because of free will, but that's the what makes that core so magical is that it actually is God. And so once you start to experience it, yes, you're going to have challenges. Yes, people are going to freak out. I mean, people have freaked out all through the centuries over people who were speaking the truth, who were divinely connected, you know, whatever, whatever. Everybody on some level is going to experience that kind of resistance. But you are guided. You're protected. God is asking you to do this for him. There's no way he's saying, okay, Amla, shine for me, baby. And oh, by the way, have fun with that. And we'll talk later. You know, he's not going to leave you to do it on your own.
Yeah.
And that's the best part of all. So hang in there, girl. It's interesting because I'm getting super strong energy for you that actually right out of the gate in 2011, things are going to start to balance in a huge way for you. I mean, so here's what I want to do. I want to set the intention that you and I talk on the air right after the first of the year, like in the first couple of weeks, because I want to hear what happens, because this looks to me, I mean, you know, not everything is this dramatic, but it does feel literally like almost an overnight shift. So I'm curious to see what that's going to look like. That could be a number of things, but I want to just let that unfold.
I have a feeling. I feel it already emerging.
Good.
Good. You know, I can see myself with marriage and all that good stuff.
There's some very, very powerful new stuff coming in for you that is absolutely going to be a reward. You can 100% use that word. God does reward. Doesn't mean that God punishes and God rewards. God rewards for hard work, because, you know, we have to strengthen that spiritual foundation to receive the reward. That's how that works. So you can,
I want to express to you and everyone out there, there's a movie called, and it's free on demand, with Joshua Jackson. It's called 1 Week. He has a week to live.
Oh, wow.
I cried. It's an amazing movie. It's not sad, but it's just amazing.
Powerful.
His enlightenment little pathway that he goes through. It's just amazing.
One week.
Please go and see it. It's amazing.
Man. Cool. Thank you for that. Thank you. I love movie recommendations. That's awesome. So thank you, darling girl, for calling. It was great to talk to you. I'm super proud of you. Keep doing
what you're
Michelle.
Doing. I appreciate you and God bless you.
Right back at you, kiddo.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. So girls, hopefully we gave you some good information today. Krista, I hope I started to answer that question that you had. Next week, we're going to go and do the guys. It's the dudes are up next week. So if you like today's show, would love for you to email it to people you know who might like it too. It's going to be up in the archives in the next day or so. And to access those, again, you can go to the media page at michellemorgan.org, click on that archive button, And then there's email buttons. You can send the show or any of the other previous shows, or you can share them on your Facebook page. Asking you to spread the love, baby. And of course, loving the music on this show, go to iTunes, download the tunage. I will have it up on my Facebook page. Always, Barbie always gives me the list of what she plays, so very fun. Be sure to tune in next week, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, on this very station, ContactTalkRadio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Hope everybody has a phenomenal week. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.